And we're back on Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1 for June 2nd, 2013. It's 10:01, one past 10 o'clock. I'm J. Thomas Smith along with Val Wilson. And during this segment of the program, we have Dr. Rhea Lawson, Director of Libraries for the City of Houston. And we're going to be talking about a brand new program they've got, Lift Off Houston. It's a business plan competition. That sounds really exciting. Just the idea of lifting off and it's competition. I know a lot of folks can be very excited about this. Good morning, Doctor, and welcome to the program.
Oh, good morning. It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yes. Director of Libraries. You must have a very busy job.
Extremely busy.
Yeah. How many branches do we have, by the way?
There are 44 locations in the city of Houston.
Wow, 44. A little close to the microphone so everybody can hear really
well. All right. How's that?
Oh, that's great.
All right.
44 branches. And as Director of Libraries, what is your role in, as a Director of Libraries? What do you do?
Well, it's like running a business.
Okay.
It's a multi-million dollar operation,
mm-hmm.
and we have a staff of over 500 people.
Wow.
And 44 locations, so it's an administrative role with executives and managers and
yes.
directors. So it's
Keeps you busy.
It really is. A lot of it is external
uh-huh.
and looking out at the community,
yes.
and that's how Lift Off Houston, because we know that Houston small businesses are an engine that helps drive the city of Houston.
Okay. Let's talk about Lift Off Houston. Exactly what is it?
Lift Off Houston is a business plan competition, and that means that the competition is we're looking for the best business plan,
mm.
and the best business plan will receive an award of $15,000 toward their business plan idea.
Wow. Okay. So. Now, how did this, is this a brand new program?
It is for the city of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Business plan competitions are not a new phenomenon, but it is for the city of Houston.
Mm-hmm.
I spent some time at the Brooklyn Public Library in Brooklyn, New York,
oh.
and the business plan competition was very successful there,
mm-hmm.
and I thought that idea could work well here in Houston.
I'm sure it will. Hey, folks, our phone number is 713-390-5102. We're talking with Dr. Rhea Lawson, Director of Libraries for the City of Houston, and we want to help you get your business started. Now, when does the competition begin? And when does it end?
Well, we're in progress right now, and that's why this is a wonderful opportunity, because we are orientating people who are interested. And so far, since its launch, we launched it at the mayor's State of the City address about a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to date 300 people who've registered.
Wow.
And 200 people who've already attended the mandatory orientations. And if you're
mandatory.
Interested, if anybody out there is interested, the application is due by June 7th. And they need to go to Lift Off Houston at HoustonTex.gov.
Does it cost anything?
Doesn't cost a thing.
Doesn't cost you nothing.
That's written sentence.
Great time
yeah.
for some. Yeah.
But what we think it is a wonderful opportunity for anybody out there with a business idea.
Mm-hmm.
We know that there are a lot of creative and innovative people in the city of Houston, because there are small businesses everywhere. And I've met a lot of people who have ideas, or cottage industries,
mm-hmm.
things that they're doing. They may be a designer and working out of the someplace in their home,
garage.
Or jewelry making
yeah.
or doing some kind of service that they're doing on a small scale
yeah.
and want to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
And the exciting thing about Lift Off Houston is that we give you the tools to do that,
mm-hmm.
because there are four mandatory classes. One is how to write a business plan. Sometimes people are so busy with their craft that they really haven't thought about the plan for the future.
And too often they don't really plan. Just say, hey, I got a great idea. I'm going to start a business. Going to start selling star-shaped biscuits. And we're going to open up. And then it's just problems from then on.
And we're so fortunate to be partnering with the Mayor's Office of Business Opportunity that has a wealth of resources that can provide steps toward the essential tools that are necessary for small business. And then there are these classes that we're offering, how to write a business plan, how to talk to a banker, because although the grand prize is $15,000, you may need triple that amount to really launch your business. And if you're going to a bank, you have to know what to say to a banker to get them interested or to make yourself qualified to get a small business loan.
A lot of people think, well, every time I go to the bank, it's almost like you don't need the money in order to get the money. If you need the money, they don't want to give you the money.
Well, we're fortunate to be partnering with Capital One, and they are big supporters of small business startups. Mm-hmm. And so they are offering a part of the package is how do you talk to a banker and what materials do you need, what information you need. And then another class is you got the business plan, you know that you got the tools, you know how to talk to the banker. So how do you present that to people to get either investors or to get people excited?
Right.
How do you market that business? And all of this information is a part of the competition. So even if you don't win, you are armed with all this information. Mm-hmm. And I want to be sure to mention that $15,000 is the top prize, but there's a second prize of $10,000 and a third prize of $5,000.
Wow. Fourth, going for fourth? No fourth prize?
Okay. Fourth prize is all that information.
Okay. All right. Let's go to line three and talk with Katina. You're on Sunday Morning Live with Dr. Rhea Lawson. Good morning.
Good morning, and I thank you all for offering this information to Houston.
Oh, absolutely.
And I had a question about, and some of the questions you answered throughout the show, but I had a question about the mandatory orientations, and when are they, it seems like you've already started the orientations, when are the next orientations? And is that information online as well?
All the information, you can go to liftoffhouston.com, and all the information is listed right there. But let me see if I can pull that up real quick for you.
You want the website?
And I have the website, and let me ask you, are the orientations offered throughout Houston?
All throughout Houston. The good thing that the partnership with the libraries is that we have libraries throughout the city of Houston, and so we're trying to make the locations as user-friendly as possible. So I'm sure that you'll find an orientation opportunity that's convenient for you. The next scheduled orientation is Wednesday, June 5th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Central Library downtown.
Oh, that's easy to get to.
So we do it centrally, and we do it in all over the city.
Yes, okay. Yes. Will Capital One Bank also be on locations as we go through the process of orientation and finding out the information? Will they be on site to help us as we go along throughout the process?
Capital One is offering opportunities to teach classes about how to talk to a banker. Should once you get your business plan together, then the next step you might want to take is to try to get some funding. And they are offering that, giving you opportunities to do mock interviews and mock presentations so that the first time you talk to a banker won't be the first time you've actually talked to a banker.
Dr. Lawson, what are some of the biggest obstacles people encounter when writing or attempting to write a business plan?
I think not knowing the components of a business plan, and that's why we have experts. I've never attempted to write one. I do strategic planning. I do master planning. But a business plan, if I were to sit down and say, I have this fabulous idea, I'm a great jewelry maker, I want to take it to the next level, you really do need to know what steps to take, and that's the information that we are offering.
Yeah. And the business plan is a mapping of how you get from your idea to making it successful.
To a successful business, it's a roadmap, step by step. I have to do this on level one, this on level two, this on level three, and you really take the time. It's work. It's a really a commitment of if you want your business idea or your small business that you are already involved in, that you're just launching or you've been doing for a while but never took it to the next level, then this is the program for you.
Okay. Now, once an individual gets into the program, do you provide folks to guide them along the way, a mentor or?
There are mentors, absolutely. It's a information an opportunity-rich program, because once you're writing your business plan, you can, if you have a question or you get stuck, you are assigned a mentor that can help you through a rough spot when
great. Mm-hmm. Let's go to line two and talk with LaToya. You're on Sunday Morning Live with Dr. Rhea Lawson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Dr. Lawson, my question is, in regards to if this will this be an ongoing opportunity? Once you granted the prizes to the winners, will the website be still maintained and the information that's gathered and distributed to everyone, will that still be available for someone that will not be able to be a part of the opportunity?
Absolutely. First, I want to say thank you for that question, because what we hope this will be is the first annual business plan competition. That's a part of your question. The second part of your question is, we're so grateful for this opportunity to let people know that the library's always been there with business information, small business information, how databases and mock plans, so that people who may not even be a part of this year's competition, we want you to know that the Houston Public Library is a resource for you if you are interested in learning how to launch your business. Also, the Mayor's Office of Business Opportunity is a resource-rich opportunity for you as well.
Thank you, LaToya.
Okay.
Let's go to line one with Danielle. You're on Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1. Good morning. Okay, let's go to line four with Vernell. You're on Sunday Morning Live with Dr. Rhea Lawson.
Good morning.
Good morning, Vernell.
Good morning.
I have one question. Is this totally focused on the city of Houston? Because I live in Missouri City, and I would like to try and open a business here.
Yes, it is a city-centered opportunity. The business must be in Houston, and the business owner must live in Houston.
Okay. All right.
But you can move. There are a lot of homes available here.
And you can also get business resources from the Houston Public Library.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Thank you. But I bought a house in Missouri City. I'm sorry.
Well, you can rent it out.
Okay. Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
All right. Okay, let's go to line one. Doris, you're on Sunday Morning Live with Dr. Rhea Lawson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a couple of questions. Do you have to present your entry into your contest before you take your classes, or is it open at any time?
The presentation of the business plan?
Yes.
The presentation of the business plan is going to be a formal program that takes place in early fall. Over the summer, people will be taking the classes and actually writing the plans. And then there's going to be a judging of all the business plans that are submitted. And finalists will be derived from that group of plans. And then there's going to be a major program with judges that the finalists will present their plans, and then the winners announce.
Okay. Is there an age limit?
No age limit.
Okay. All right.
Except on the low end, you have to be 17 or older.
Okay. But if you're a senior, it doesn't matter.
You never. Ah, yeah, you're innovative encouraged. And creative until we leave here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a business plan. I've never had a formal training as to how to write a business plan, but I think it's inclusive of everything that might be needed. And I was just wondering, could I work with that? Or what? That's the reason I asked, do you have to take the class? Is it mandatory?
It is mandatory. And, you know, I believe in sharpening the saw. Mm-hmm. So even if you have a plan, I think it may be reaffirming that your plan is on point. Mm-hmm. And or you may just pick up a nugget or two to take it to the next level.
Okay. When is the deadline?
June 7th.
June 7th.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get the website. I didn't hear that clearly.
Liftoffhouston.com.
Are you saying next stop or lift off?
Lift off.
L-I-F-T?
Like, that's correct.
Like Space Center.
Yes.
Space City.
Liftoff. Liftoffhouston.com.
You're on your way.
That's right.
This is the starting point.
That's right.
June 7th, the deadline, Doris.
I wish you a lot of luck, Doris. I look forward to meeting you.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, Doris made a very interesting point, but what constitutes a new business? Because, you know, maybe you've been dibbling and dabbling for 3 or 4 months, and maybe you've already started, and, you know.
Yeah, I mentioned that, there are a lot of people. I think we all know people who can bake real good and sell their cakes. Or
no, I
whatever.
Meant theoretically as a business per se, regardless of what they're doing. In other words, if I've been in business for 5 years and I want to take part in the program, can I take part?
Or- if your business has not earned $10,000.
Mm-hmm. And?
And if you have not been in business over a year.
Okay, so if less than a year and
yeah,
under 10 grand.
And under 10 grand.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
All right. So there's a good gauge, folks. So
yes.
Let's give them some information. Once again, the deadline is June 7th. And the website is liftoffhouston.com. If they have a phone number, want to ask you questions, do you have a number available, Doctor?
They can call either the Houston Public Library at 832-393-1300.
One more time.
832-393-1300.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or the Mayor's Office of Business Opportunity at 832-393-0954.
Let's get that one more time.
832-393-0954.
And that's the Mayor's Office of
Business Opportunity. Yeah, that sounds great. Well, Dr. Lawson, we want to thank you for taking time out. I know you left church early. Did you go to church early today?
I went to church.
All right, so yeah. I'm glad you went to the early session so you could make it here today.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Well, it's been my pleasure, and I encourage everybody out there to really think about this. Like I said, 300 people have jumped on board already and said, this sounds like a good idea.
Well, I think it's an
excellent idea.
That's
yeah.
right, and we're glad to be a part of getting the word out. And again, we want to thank you for taking time out to be with us today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it very much.
All righty. It's 10:19.